This is Cross Currents. I'm Julie Kane, in for Hanat Baba. And now it's time for Audiograph, the Bay Area's sonic signature. To start off the new year, we're going to be playing you one of our favorite audiographs, one that's all about reflecting on the world around us. We sent KALW's David Boyer to a place where sound is shaped by a devotion to silence.
Green Gulch is a Zen practice center and organic farm in Marin County, just north of the Golden Gate Bridge. I am Catherine Gammon. My priest name is Yuji Hoshin, and it means courageous word, liberating heart. I am on staff at Green Gulch. I think it's a combination of sounds that would make it specifically Green Gulch that you're hearing. We are silent from the end of the night until silence is broken at breakfast. So the sounds are communicating about schedules, basically. There's a wake-up bell. It's a specific bell, and somebody's job in the morning is to get the bell, and there's a little ritual in the Zendo where you bow and light a candle and go around Green Gulch ringing the bell. And there's a drum that indicates the hour, and then a bell that indicates the portion of the hour. So there are patterns to the sound. They're not music exactly, but they have patterns, and the patterns communicate. They're like a language of sound. The umpan, which is a big flat gong that hangs outside the dining room, rings before all meals to announce that it's time not only to come to the dining room, but if you're in the dining room, it's time to, everybody stands up formally and waits for the end of the umpan before going to take their food. We're silent as we get our meals and take our seats, and then there's a sound signal of a clap clap with wooden sticks that tells us now it's time to speak. Zen in particular emphasizes meditation practice. And meditation is silent. When you sit still and silent, and there's no particular stimulus, maybe there's a bird or somebody coughing, but basically there's not a lot of input. You might get a little input of like pain from your knee or discomfort from a bad dream or from something you did yesterday that you don't feel so good about or something you're hoping for that you have a fantasy about, all kinds of things. You get to notice this activity of mind that normally, if you're in the midst of activity, you're not really paying attention to, but it is going on. So the stillness and the silence allow me to recognize what's going on in the undertone, what's the hum, you know, that is coloring my experience of the world. It's not the kind of restless silence of being alone and wanting to have company. It's the silence of really being receptive and tuning in.